long and healthy life.
To America tonight. Isn't it great to be in the greatest country in the face of the earth? Why? Because we can go back and forth on all kinds of things. Just ask Rick Santorum. He was in a fighting, boxing, mudslinging match, whatever you want to call it, a wrestling match with Mitt Romney for the Republican nomination to run for president. And now Rick Santorum is probably going to play, for sure he'll play, on the Romney team. He's decided that he's going to suspend his campaign. Santorum held a big news conference saying that he was going to focus on his daughter's health. She has just gotten out of the hospital again. I think the signs were clearly there. He knew he didn't have enough delegates. He wanted to preserve what was going on with him in the Conservative Party because in the polls he was behind in Pennsylvania. So Mitt Romney was smart to embrace this. The two-man fight is over. Now it's just Romney in the ring. And he praised Santorum before turning and really setting his sights now on the general election.
He will continue to have a major role in the Republican Party, and I look forward to his work in helping assure victories for Republicans across the country in November. We got to get that job done.
Yeah, we got to get that job done. But here's the thing. This is a critical time for Romney because in the polls, he's down with women. A lot of women don't like Mitt Romney. And he also is having a hard time with conservatives. He's having a hard time with some evangelical groups. You have to rally the base. So how do you rally the base? That's what it's going to be all about. He's going to have to step up his game right now. There is no more waiting. He is definitely the guy, even if Newt Gingrich kind of hangs around a little bit longer, which is doubtful, too. The president has an approval of close to about 50%, 50%, and a favorability rating of more than 50%. This is now, and this is according to an ABC News Washington Post poll that was just released maybe a week or so ago. Romney's unfavorable rating is 16, 34% favorable, 50% unfavorable. So if the election were held tomorrow and this poll was right, the president has a 5-point lead. That's even on the RCP average. And he's got big leads in key swing states. What are your swing states? Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, Ohio. Also in states like Wisconsin and Michigan, lead there, baby, it's in the double digits. Double digits. So all these people who think Obama is going to be easy prey, you've got to think again, folks. You can't take Obama lightly. He's got good people working for him who know how to get him elected, and he's an incumbent president, which is always hard to knock off an incumbent president, unless he's mired in a lot of controversy or really screwed something up that big time. I mean, we could point to things. You could point to health care. You could point to other things that people don't agree with. But I'm saying, you know, like a hostage crisis. Get it, Carter? So the Obama campaign is investing big bucks in all kinds of media campaigns. They're on the ground all over the place in those swing states. In fact, the president just came back with big money from Florida. He was there pushing the 1%. Romney's the 1%. We need the Warren Buffett rule. We need to tax the wealthy, that kind of stuff. He was really pushing that because that's going to be something that comes up Thursday in Congress again. So this long primary battle against Rick Santorum is really over, and Newt Gingrich, too. So is the campaign behind in trying to build some of those operations in the field that you have to do? It's called advancement. You send them out, you get in there, you get on the ground, and you start working it. And that's what Romney's going to have to do. And they're going to have to do it quickly, and they're going to have to get a lot of that super PAC money behind him. The ad war is really on. It's game on, Obama versus Romney. So you heard the numbers that I just told you. Do you believe it? Romney and Obama, pretty much even when it comes to the economy and jobs. But the approval rating that I just told you is the key difference. So now moving forward, guys like Karl Rove are key, I think, to Romney. Key to him getting elected. Because the super PAC that Rove is in the middle of, has his hands in, has raised $200 million. And there are others that are out there doing it. It is about the money. It's a race for the dough to pump out as much media in this campaign, in this general election, as possible. So are you ready to celebrate Mitt Romney? Are you voting for Obama? There's got to be people out there that listen and say, you know what, I don't understand why people don't like Obama. In fact, I got a couple of emails from some people like Rick, who's listening to us in Florida, who said, Kate, I don't understand the take, frankly, on Barack Obama. Why do people think he's done such a crummy job when Bush handed him a load of garbage, in my opinion, when it comes to already the deficits and when it comes to what he had to deal with the financial crisis that Bush left in his wake? I don't understand the overwhelming hatred of Obama. Is it just that we've become sports teams, the Dems against the Republicans? Is that what it is? Is that what this country is all about? Good question. What do you think, America? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Or, and I know we're getting used to a new number, a lot of you trying to figure out what the number is. And it's exciting that we have a new number. You just got to get used to it. Okay? We had the same number for 4 years. I get it. 855-266-5283. I love our new number. 855-266-5283. I've said it now 5 times, and I didn't stumble on it. So it's already stuck in my head. And as somebody has slight ADD, that's pretty good. So I know that the rest of you can memorize that and chime in. We're not only going to just talk about politics here and what's going on with Romney now that he definitely has the baton. We knew he did. This isn't a secret, but we'll call it official, okay? We'll call it official at this point. We've got a bunch of primaries coming up, and, you know, it's going to be more opportunities to be out there talking to people and that kind of stuff. Also, we've got George Zimmerman, who is missing. Do you think he's still in Florida? Zimmerman is the guy who said he had to leave his job, had to leave his neighborhood, because of all the vitriol being thrown his way in the wake of the shooting of Trayvon Martin. He wasn't charged with anything. A special prosecutor is deciding what's going to happen there in Florida. The Justice Department as well is looking into this. And no grand jury. So it wasn't punted to the grand jury. Will a decision come sooner now that his attorneys say, hey, he's not returning our phone calls? We're not representing him any longer. We're done. Does that bode well for Zimmerman? Probably not, because it makes it look like he's missing in action and is busy focused on other things. Now he's got this website up. Is he making any money on that? Are people chipping in to help Zimmerman, who is gearing up for what he thinks could be a defense? Ooh, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1647.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1688.71, $844.36 for a half ounce, or $422.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1688.71, $844.36, and $422.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Tonight, very thrilled to introduce our next guest. He's a physicist, Dr. Ted Pavlopoulos. Pavlopoulos. I knew I could say that correctly. I have a lot of Greek friends. And actually, the doctor was born in Greece. He was educated in Germany. He worked as a Navy physicist for 37 years. And he's been a member of the New York Academy of Sciences. And he is the author of a brand new book, A Matter of Life and Death, The American Bureaucracy. And this is clearly in our wheelhouse. This is what we talk about constantly on this show. Is it not the overwhelming theme? That's why we mix in the daily salutes, so we have some positive things to talk about. But, he talks about, is America facing an energy catastrophe? Doc, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why do you think, and I just talked about this when I first came on the air, I said that I paid $4 for a gallon of regular. That's what I paid when I pulled up, and it was over, I think it was $50. So why are Americans so shocked about high gasoline prices? Because I think it's like a sacred cow. There's a certain line that you just can't cross. Do you think that people are feeling that they can't handle how much it is, and they want to wring someone's neck? They want to know who's responsible?
Well, you read in the newspapers that oil speculators are responsible. Then you also read that the declining value of our dollar may prices higher. And then there's also discussed that the oil companies, they're getting too many tax breaks, and somehow we have to pay for it. But these reasons, to some extent, are direct, but they are not the main reason. And the main reason is that for many years, the United States has wasted large sums of tax money subsidizing inferior energy policies, which are pushed by our environmentalists.
So now, you know, there's people that are listening to this, doctor, that are saying, oh, you got to be kidding. It's about the speculators. It's about what happened in the previous administration. But you're saying clearly it's about the environmentalists. And this is because, are you saying what I say is because of not lifting moratoriums, not building more refineries, not coming up with alternatives, even though there were things that were drawn up?
Yeah. The problem is that they say that we must prevent global warming, which is caused by carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas. So in order to protect our planet from great catastrophes, from global warming, we must cut down carbon dioxide concentration in the air. And they propose to us that we must use biofuels, wind power, and solar power. And the problem is, and the question is, where are the biofuels? If they are make us independent from foreign oil imports, where are they?
Yeah, so that is the question. Where are the biofuels?
Yes. And the help we are getting from the biofuels is very questionable. Here in California, buying gasoline, they contain about 10% ethanol biofuel. And ethanol is not a good replacement for gasoline. It is also polluting. It also emits carbon dioxide. And to produce huge amounts of ethanol, you need huge areas of farmland. So to generate bioethanol, you have to plant corn, you have to water it, you have to use fertilizer, you have to harvest it, you have to ferment it, and to ferment it, you have to heat this biomass to get out the ethanol. And all this costs energy. And when you put all the energy together, some scientists are still fighting if you gain or lose energy. So ethanol is a very poor replacement. So what else do you have then to prevent these high gasoline prices? And the world population is growing, especially China and India. And there are more people who are getting into the middle class, many of them getting in there because they work for America, producing products they are selling here cheaply, and they want cars. So there's a huge competition for gasoline.
You sent me a note and you talked about coal liquefaction. Talk about that a little bit, doctor, and what that means.
Well, coal liquefaction is an old method to generate gasoline and diesel, and it was invented in the 1920s by two German chemists. And then Germany had no oil, so they used coal liquefaction, which uses coal and hydrogen, to generate their gasoline and their diesel. And they used it during World War II. And unfortunately for the Germans, it was very well known where these coal liquefaction plants were located. So the Allied bombed them. So the Germans, really, the Nazi Germany collapsed very quickly. And then You heard about the oil crisis we had 1973 and 74.
Sure.
And at that time, the gasoline prices jumped from 25 cents to $1. And really, it came to a great shock for America. And at that time, plans were made to become energy independent. And at that time, we imported 30% of our oil from abroad, and now we import 60%. And this was 38 years ago. Now, the big question is, why haven't we learned anything, or why didn't we have prepared ourselves to be energy independent? Things have gone from bad to worse, and Americans are greatly confused what's happening. And another thing I have to add, the only one who had the right idea, surprisingly, was our former president, Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter had set up an official drops coal liquefaction plant in America. And this was an excellent idea, and it was worked quite well. And then President Reagan took over, and he got a call from a Saudi prince who made fun of the coal liquefaction plant. He said this was stupid because any time the Saudis could sell their oil cheaper to the Americans, then they were producing it with a coal liquefaction plant. So Reagan had to just shut it down. And it was really probably the biggest mistake he ever did. If he could produce our own oil on American soil, and you can do this rather easily. We have lots of coal, and now you can do it easily using natural gas.
And I so think that is the way to go. Dr. Pavliopoulos, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Interesting stuff. Coal liquefaction, if only, he's right, if only we had done it back then in the 70s, it's like I keep saying about all the other sources of energy, if they were mined, do you love that word, correctly, and pumped out there, then you could have all of that coexist. But of course, we don't have that. He's the author of the book, A Matter of Life and Death, The American Bureaucracy. Again, thanks so much, Doc. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to look at some odds and ends on the day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. The doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. LocalMakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to LocalMakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. LocalMakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me.
Republicans are saying, oh, no, Rick Santorum is out of the game. We were hoping he would pick up more delegates and somehow miraculously, like Lazarus rising from the dead, be able to knock off Mitt Romney. But it's not so. Mitt Romney is the guy. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let me throw out the digits for you again if you want to throw in your 2 cents. This version of Odds and Ends, 855-266-KATE. I know we're all getting used to a new number, 855-266-5283. Personally, I love the new number. It's so easy. It just flows. One thing that is not flowing any longer, though, is the delegate count for Rick Santorum. So you could say, where do all these delegates go? I would assume they're going to go to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is the guy. We're done saying that phrase. We know it. He's the one. He is the one, whether he wasn't your one or not, he's the one that is going to go into battle against Barack Obama, the current president. So if you don't like what's happening in the United States and you're not an Obama fan, you have a choice. Sit this one out, which I've heard from a lot of people, or get behind Mitt Romney. So for Santorum, he has roughly, let's say, 285 delegates. Let's estimate that. Mitt Romney's got about 661. Now, you assume if they slide, if they were to slide to Mitt Romney, do the math, getting oh so close to the magic number. He has it anyway. He's got it going into Tampa. Let's face it. So Santorum says, despite his wins and how exciting it was, that he prayed about it and decided that it was right for him to suspend his campaign. And I think that Rick Santorum pops up in another role. This is music to the ears of many in the Republican Party who want to try to take some time to embrace embrace Mitt Romney and get people like a lot of the women who in the polls say they don't like Mitt Romney to warm up to him, to find out what they can do to make him more likable to the people who aren't excited about him. I've talked about the vice presidential candidate, get somebody exciting like, you know, Tim Tebow. He goes and he gives a speech on Easter Sunday in Georgetown, Texas, and 30,000 people show up. Tebow, I don't think, is interested in politics, but let's say you had a Tebow-esque kind of person to come out of left field. That wouldn't hurt Mitt Romney. His wife, Ann, is probably somebody who needs to be out there even more because a lot of women seem to like her. It is kind of a beauty contest, let's face it. You got to get the people who are disenfranchised, the conservatives, a lot of the conservatives, a lot of the evangelical folks. You know, it's a big party with a lot of different branches, and you got to get the branches to help the tree grow if that's what you want to see. You might be listening to me in Vermont, in Illinois, in Michigan. That's our little musical interlude. That's what that really should be the theme song, I think, for the campaign. Remember for Bill Clinton, I forget what Bill Clinton's was. It was that Fleetwood Mac song. I can't think of it off the top of my head. They played it all the time. Don't Stop. Don't Stop. Don't Stop Believing, all that kind of stuff. For Romney, Don't Back Down would probably work. They should start playing that and embrace that and really, really push that. It's the female vote that he's got to court, and I think he's got to be able to be out there with his wife more because she's helping him. She's not a liability. She's an asset. So any of the assets that Romney can use, that's what he needs to do at this point. Some of the other things that we're going to talk about in odds and ends, because I want to mix up a couple of other things. Trayvon Martin, there's going to be no grand jury for his shooting and killing. Now it's a waiting game for George Zimmerman, but it got more interesting because his attorneys decide they're going to hold a news conference, and they said they're not going to represent him anymore. They haven't been able to reach him. He's not returning their phone calls, and that he's gone rogue, basically, and decided to talk to people against their wishes, so they've dumped him. He doesn't have representation, but does he need representation? Well, that's up to a special prosecutor who's deciding in Florida whether to pursue this or not, whether there's enough evidence. And also, by the way, what the charges would be, because it wouldn't necessarily be first-degree murder if she decided to proceed with it. And the Justice Department is continuing to drag on this and decide ultimately what their findings of their investigation will prove to be. I personally don't think that Zimmerman is going to be charged. I would be surprised. And if he is charged, what happened with the police reports? Because he was let go, he wasn't charged with anything there, and there's a lot of pressure with this stand your ground law in Florida to see that collapse. So can this play a part in it? It will play a part in it if it is pushed further. And speaking of Florida, part of Odds and Ends, the president was in Florida and raised a bunch of money, raised about $1.75 million, and was really pushing out the Buffett rule. The thing that has become the so-called Buffett rule, meaning the wealthy have to pay their fair share of taxes. He's been beating the band on that one. And this is going to be big all the way through the campaign, and they'll attack Romney, I'm certain of it, as being the 1% who cannot relate to the people. In fact, in Boca Raton, without even mentioning any of the Republicans, Barack Obama took that whole ideology to task during a speech at Florida Atlantic University, saying the whole fairness and equal sacrifice, and he threw out some facts and other things to back him up for the current tax breaks for the top earners in this country. He's saying that in the audience, he had a lot of young people in the audience, he's saying if the plan's proposals became law, meaning like some of the things that Congress is talking about and the fact that he's saying the Republicans are gutting investments in education and medical research and clean energy and in health care, it's going to be worse because they're going to lose about $1,000 each in financial aid funding for school. And by the time they retire, Medicare would have been replaced by a voucher system. This is the game plan. This is what the game plan's going to be. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And he's going to throw out a lot of calculations for Americans making more than $250,000 a year and how much lower their tax rate is, why they're not paying their fair share. But see, if you do a little digging on this, the problem isn't the taxes on individuals and salaries. It's on the investment income. This is where it gets murky, and this is where it gets confusing to people. But it's easy to go out there and campaign on this. And that's it. And Mitt Romney is campaigning in a different direction, saying the same thing but differently, that the middle class is being taxed. Does he come across, though, with the middle class? I mean, this is what it's going to come down to. This is ultimately what the whole game comes down to. Who are you backing in this one? Are you tired of the same old, same old? I hear a lot of frustration in the people that call the show, and certainly we see that. But is that going to play out in 2012? In the recent polls, it doesn't seem that that's going to happen. It seems as though people are embracing Obama because the approval rating is up over 50% in some cases, and that is pretty high. All right, one last odds and ends moment for you. The Best Buy CEO resigned under a very big cloud. They're looking into personal conduct with Brian Dunn, so he was forced to step away. They say personal misconduct is pretty much an umbrella. What does that mean? So this was stunning to people that knew nothing about it, because Best Buy is the largest consumer electronics retailer. They're going to close 50 stores and lay off thousands of workers. They say it's unfortunate, but that his poor judgment got in the way of Best Buy making progress. The allegations, they say, are going to hit the credibility of the company, and they're auditing all of this, and they're not telling very much about the investigation. But for 3 years, he's been smashed with criticism from investors over the stock price, of course. So what was he doing that tanked the stock price, or what wasn't he doing? I can only imagine what they're going to come out with probably in the next couple of weeks. Woo-hoo-hoo. Bad Boys. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
America Tonight this time around. You might want to throw in your two cents. I know we're all flexing our muscles when it comes to this new number, so let me give it to you again. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE or 855-266. You want to know what the numbers are? 5283. Our first bad boy is a real shocker, let me tell you. Bobby Petrino fired as the head football coach at the University of Arkansas, and the reason is because of lying, because of lack of candor about his personal and professional relationship with a female employee, younger, 25 years old, who was riding with him on a motorcycle that crashed. And it goes deeper than that. He's been there for 4 years, Petrino. And the 51-year-old apparently hired a 25-year-old woman, Jessica Durrell, to put on his staff and had had like 150 some people who applied for the job. So was she given preferential treatment? Now it comes out that he's had some kind of a relationship with her, gave her $20,000, and didn't disclose that relationship when he recommended her for the job with the department. So then you think about that. Ooh, naughty, naughty. That would give her an unfair and undisclosed advantage, right? Mm-hmm. And also, Petrino, because of all this coming out, he's married, he's got a couple of kids, so this is nasty business. And he led the Razorbacks to a 34-17 record, including last season was big, 11-2. They won in the Cotton Bowl. Things were looking pretty good for Petrino. He's a media favorite, but boy, he's been very coy about this whole thing. So Jeff Long, the athletic director, held a news conference, and this is what he had to say to reporters about Petrino's firing.
Coach Petrino knowingly misled the athletics department and the university about the circumstances related to his accident. He had multiple opportunities over a four-day period to be forthcoming with me. He chose not to. Coach Petrino engaged in a pattern of misleading and manipulative behavior designed to deceive me and members of the athletic staff, both before and after the motorcycle accident. Coach Petrino's conduct was contrary to the character and responsibilities we demand of our head football coach. In fact, that is the very language that is included in his contract to be signed at the University of Arkansas. I have informed Coach Petrino that his employment with the university was being terminated immediately.
Yeah, too bad he doesn't have to forfeit everything that he got from the school and lose all the benefits that he accrued over that time period. It's inappropriate. It happens way too much. So, you know, here we go again. Somebody declaring they're one way, and then it turns out they're doing something different. But it's going to cost him a lot of money, like $3.5 million. So he really blew it. That's what you can say. He really, really blew it. Trust me, he'll end up somewhere else with some other university, if not a head coach right away, maybe on somebody's staff, because he's definitely well-liked. So when this all dies down, he'll move on to something else. It's just a question of, you know, where. But it is shocking. And I think people were stunned by Petrino being booted. Speaking of being stunned and being booted, Ozzie Guillen, here we are in the world of sports, a couple of bad boys. It's just so easy to beat up on the politicians. Why not switch gears and go to the sports people? Ozzie Guillen was stunned himself that he's all of a sudden in the middle of some controversy. He's been suspended for 5 games from the Marlins. He's the manager of the Miami Marlins for a comment he made about Fidel Castro. Time magazine reported that Guillen said he loves Castro and respects him for staying in power so long. And it was taken out of a context because if you actually listen to what he said, he talked about the fact that Castro, that he'd been in power for so long and no one was able to take him out, assassinate him, whatever. So here's the thing. I think Guillen was just thrown for a very big loop. Could not believe that there were protesters that were protesting outside of the Marlins stadium saying, you know, they don't believe in the Marlins. And so the Marlins franchise just released their own statement saying that they acknowledge the seriousness of the comments attributed to Guillen. The pain and suffering caused by Fidel Castro can't be minimized, especially in a community filled with victims of the dictatorship. And as I said, he was accused of saying he loves Castro, but when he was asked at a news conference, we'll let you hear this, if he loves the former Cuban dictator, of course he's saying no, and that the reporter in the article misrepresented his remarks and claimed what he really said was, I can't believe that someone who has hurt so many people over the years is still alive, and it wasn't written that way. And Guillen is a Miami resident. He's lived in Miami, despite the fact that now he's the Miami Marlins manager, because he was the Chicago White Sox manager for a long time. He is somebody who likes that community, who's lived there for a while. And now he's facing all of this noise from a lot of people from the Cuban-American community and a whole bunch of others who think that he should flat out just be removed. There were people that were boycotting the Marlins who desperately need fans. They desperately need people to go and see the team. So anyway, here's Ozzie Guillen in his own words.
Because it was misinterpreted by us. What I mean in Spanish, when he asked me in Spanish, I want to say something I was taking in Spanish. And the thing I say, I cannot believe somebody hurt so many people over the years. It's still alive. And I say a couple of things I cannot say right now. I expect to be here for a long time. I live in Miami. My family's in Miami. And I will do everything, and I'm willing to do everything to try to think it better. I don't blame those people to think what they think right now, because they have all the right, because I hurt a lot of people, and I'm aware that, you know, it's something, it's another thing, it's not in my hands. I'm here, I mean it. I not do this for fake, or for my job, or for make me look good or better. I'm here because I meant it, and we need this, especially myself. For me, it's more important how I'm going to make this team better. The only thing I want to make better, show the Cuban community and show Latin community how truthful I am for them from now on. He says, now, I'm not going to sit here one now talk about this, and 2 days later, I'm going to forget about it. I'm going to show the community I'm there, and I support them 100%. You learn from mistakes, and I hope this is the biggest mistake so far in my life I made. And when you make a mistake this big, you can sleep. You constantly think about for 4 days. If I don't learn from this, then I will call myself a dumb.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You know, you can make the argument about, first of all, freedom of speech if you want to, and say it's convenient freedom of speech when it works in the right direction. When it doesn't, then you're caught in the web, and he's caught in the web. And what he's really caught in is the fact that he was absolutely misinterpreted. So it comes out something completely different, and immediately the Cuban population, the Cuban Americans, are just incensed that the manager of the Marlins would say that. And so that's problem number one. And then the Marlins didn't back him. They're worried about people boycotting them because they do not have a big fan base. They've just changed their logo, the name of the team, making it the Miami Marlins. They don't want to be the Florida Marlins. They're really emphasizing that. And so they just decided they had to make a move. But I'm wondering what the repercussions will be. I think his apology was sincere. He's a sarcastic guy. He jokes around all the time and kids around. I guess the lesson is you got to be careful about sarcasm and kidding. And when he said the thing about Castro, I truly believe that's definitely not what he meant. He's from Venezuela, and he constantly hammers Hugo the Butcher Chavez. So if he feels that way about Chavez, he certainly cannot be embracing Castro. But it just was not quoted that way, and it didn't really do him justice. He did do the right thing by apologizing and saying all that stuff, because what can he do now at this point? And he said he didn't blame the people because he understands that they're hurt and all that sort of stuff. But it's just shocking that he was suspended for 5 games.
It's crazy.
Look what you did, you little jerk.